Yeah, I think one of the pressures as a missionary just coming in to teach for short term, it's not the same as a pastor of a church, but I have a very limited time. I have a lot of things that we'd like to get through to teach. And so often I'm trying to bring as many concepts as possible at once, and it's not the ideal situation. But I assume also that you know a lot of things already that I can connect to.
那对于像他这样子短期来到一个地方的传教士来说呢，他有的时候是要从这个他过去长期在待的教会跟在短期的，他会有的时候那个要转一个频道，因为如果他把太多东西讲的话，他到后来就会那个整个资讯就太多，然后就变没有办法把他本来这次的重点都完全讲完，所以他也要调整他自己。
Yeah, and I think another problem we had on our first night last Thursday is because we had those new students come in, I made the mistake, I think, of trying to accommodate them, thinking these people don't know what we know. And that can be awkward, but Serena has recommended we don't need to take that into account. We just teach the subject that we need to teach.
那再加上因为上一堂课有两个新同学，所以就会变成说好像他会很自然的会觉得，哎，他们好像有很多东西都没学过，所以他就会想要把旧的东西再先让他们讲一遍。可是实际上这样的话，就会变成我们的课里面的那个内容就变多元，太多元，太复杂。所以我们现在以后不会这样。
Yeah, and it's a problem with every pastor in every church actually, because every Sunday he might have new people coming in. He doesn't know what they do know, and he doesn't know what they don't know.
那在其实，在很多教会也会这样，就是总是会有新人进到教会里面，那牧师都不清楚这些新来的人他什么知道，他什么不知道。
Yeah, most pastors, from my experience in churches, they accommodate this by keeping the lessons fairly basic. They tend towards more of an evangelical message.
所以呢，大部分的这个在教会里的牧者都很容易的是在讲道的时候都用非常基础的道。好，就是把它变成是像福音式的这个程度 的道。
And then what they might do is open up classes during the week for proper Bible teaching.
然后呢，比较完整的教导反而是摆在这个一到五的那种圣经课程，而不是摆在礼拜天的这个主日。
Yeah, and in our case, if we get new people come in, I think in the future I just have to recommend, you know, we have the books and we have recordings.And you can go back and start from the beginning with those. But for the classes that I teach, like our new topic, we really just need to get straight into the topic and carry on from where we left last time.
那所以将来呢 ，Tim 的做法就会让这些新同学会跟他们推荐说有哪些书他可以自己读，好，把这些过去比较基础的东西可以先补满。那我们的课程就是保持在我们的主题上。
Now, new topic is Christian integrity.
这一次 Tim 特别来台湾呢，要讲的就是基督徒的品格，这才是我们今天的重点。
Yeah, I'll give more of an introduction to this shortly, but before we start the class, we should do our standard operating procedure.
还是要我们在整课程正式开始前，我们还是要做我们的向神的祷告，认罪祷告。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time and the opportunity that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间跟机会能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks that you've given us Bible doctrine and the filling of the Holy Spirit in order that we can understand these things.
感谢你能够给我们这些圣经里面的经句，然后让我们以及有圣灵充满的能力，让我们能够真正的完全的了解你所给我们的话语。
Pray that as we focus on the message, that we will develop a great sense of Christian integrity in our souls.
所以请我们祷告呢，让我们能够专注在今天的课程中，并且让我们能够理解一个基督徒的品格应该如何，让我们能够在我们的灵与魂上面都得到这个造就。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so the topic that we have is actually out of this book. This is Christian Integrity, written by the Colonel.
我们这个所 要讲的主题呢，就是基督徒的品格，其实是根据上校牧师的这一本书。
It hasn't actually been translated into Chinese yet. If you go on the Chinese website, you know, you see there's a lot of his books being translated, but not this one.
那这本书这个Christian Integrity, 就是基督徒的品格呢，是还没有被翻成中文的，所以它在这本书里面全部是英文。
Yeah, but if you do want to order up the English version of the book, you can get that for free from Baraka Church. Just let me know and then I can help you fill out the details.
那如果呢，你是有兴趣现在在阅读英文的话呢，是我们可以请 Tim 帮我们教我们怎么样去订。这是、oh. is free, right?
Yes.
免费的，这是免费的，只是要一起订购。
You just need to give them a phone call, basically.
只要我们报名了，听打一个电话，他们就会送过来，连邮费都是教会那边出的。
Yeah, and that's the same with all the materials, actually. Whether you want books or CDs from the ministry, it's just a phone call. You can write an email now, I think, even.
你也可以用写 email 的方式啊，那个或者打个电话到他们教会去，然后呢，他那边所有的 CD 和书等等的，全部都是免费的。
Now the topic of Christian integrity is something that the Colonel has been teaching all along, and it needs to be taught alongside the character of God. It's a parallel subject.
有关这个基督徒的品格，它这个课是一个非常非常，应该是一个很长的课，而且它应该跟我们去认识神他的一个性格，他的神的特质特性，要同步的去学习。也就是说，我们去学神他是怎么样的一个神，就是我们要理解我们要做一个怎么样的人，怎么样做好的基督徒，是平行的，同步要发生的。
And we have spent quite a bit of time in the past looking at the character of God, and of course we have the 10 characteristics, and we've looked at all of those characteristics. Not in too much detail, but we do understand them, I think.
像我们也之前也谈过，就是神的十种特殊的性格，好，那就会跟我们在谈他影响我们作为基督徒的品格。
And with the study of a Christian integrity, what it aims to do is we take on God's character. You know, the Bible talks all the time that, you know, we have God's thinking, or that Jesus Christ thought like God, we need to think like Jesus, for example.
当我们在了解一个基督徒的品格的时候呢，我们就会常常会去看，哎，耶稣是怎么样的，从耶稣他的思想、他的教导跟他的行为举止，我们可以比较更理解神他期待我们要像耶稣，就是我们基督徒该有的品格。
Yeah. And so ultimately, you're developing the same kind of a character or integrity that Jesus Christ had. So you're reflecting his thinking in your lives.
所以呢，其实我们就是企图要让我们自己可以模仿耶稣基督，然后我们慢慢的在我们的这个属灵生命里面越来越成熟，我们就越来越像在反映耶稣基督他的人、他的品格、他的人格。
One thing we will probably we'll need to look at as we go through is a definition of the word integrity as well, because the word integrity is quite difficult to define, actually.
而在讲这个课的开始呢，我们可能要先了解 integrity 这个英文字它真正的意义，因为其实这个字本身要翻译就蛮困难的，因为它的这个字本身是非常丰富的。
But the more we get to understand who God is and what he wants for us, and then we can understand about what he's given to us in our lives, then we can develop this integrity. We can understand more about what that integrity is.
所以当我们更认识神，了解神他是怎么样的，我们也就更了解说他给我们了什么，他怎么创造我们，他对我们的期待是什么。那逐渐的，我们就比较能够理解这个 integrity 这个字，就是现在我暂时翻成品格这个字它的全貌。
When I was reading through it, actually, and I've read through it quite a few times, every sentence is important in the book, but I had to take out the key sentences, I think, and we can expand on that.
当那个 Tim 他已经读这个 Christian Integrity 这本书非常多次，但是 他越读越觉得这本书里面的每一句话都非常重要，就是如果你拿着笔画线的话，会一直画一直画，从头画到尾。但是他还是得要在教课的时候，还是要把里面更重要的东西给拿出来跟大家分享。
That's a good reason why this book needs to be translated. But of course, Debbie and Chris that normally do the translations, they're busy. So Maybe in the future, though, we can find someone to translate that.
这本书当然应该要翻成中文，但是因为暂时现在他们原本翻译负责的人还没有空翻到这本书，那希望将很快的时间这本书会被翻译好。
Okay, but we'll just start off, you know, with the first slide we have here, and the heading is God has a plan for your life.
好，我们现在先从第一页的 PPT 开始。好，上面说，神对你的人生是有一个计划的。
Yeah, now that's a fairly obvious statement. Most Christians should understand that.
这是一个非常明显的一句话，大家都知道这个概念。
Yeah, one thing we do need to understand though, is that the plan that God has for us is relating to our position in history as a church age believer. Okay, so God has a plan for your life, and that plan for the church age believer is different because we are a new creation.
所以呢，我们都知道神对我们是的人生，每一个人的人生都是有计划的。但是呢，对于我们是所谓的教会时期出生的人。就是等于是耶稣基督来后，就他升天之后，我们就进入教会时期。所以教会时期所的人，他就神给我们的计划又有别于旧约时代的人。
And we have greater privileges than any other believer in any other time of history.
而我们呢，绝对是一个比任何历史上其他时期的人呢的信徒拥有更大的一个特权。
And this comes out with your 40 assets or the 40 absolutes that God gives you at salvation.
这就是我们之前讲的神给我们教会时期的信徒40个礼物，就当我们信神的时候，我们有40个礼物。
At the moment of salvation, when you first believe in Jesus Christ, that's your moment of salvation, and that's when you become a new creation.
那一刻，当你相信了耶稣基督的那一刻，你就变成了一个重生的人，就在那一刻，你就会得到了这个救赎，同时也有得到了那些39个其他礼物，因为救赎是第一个礼物。
Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he said, you must be born again. And then he goes on to tell him how you're born from the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在约翰福音第三章里面就有提到说，你就是当你相信的时候，你就重生了，你就重新有了一个新的生命。
Yeah, so one of the 40 things that you get when you believe in Jesus Christ is that the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit in you.
当你成为基督徒的那一刻，你相信神的那一刻呢，圣灵就会在你这个人的灵应该说，他就创造了一个人的灵给你。那个人的灵是当你信了神的时候，你才会收到的。
So just as you're born for the first time, remember when you're born the first time from your mother, well, you don't remember it, but when we are born from our mother, we are born with a body and a soul.
当我们人从母亲的身体这样生出来，的那一刻呢，我们其实是拥有了我们的肉体跟我们的魂。嗯
The body is very temporary, of course, because eventually the body will die.
而当然我们都知道了，这个身体是非常有限的，它是非常就是当我们死的时候，这个身体就会败坏。
But the spirit and the soul as well. So the soul you're given at birth, and then the spirit that you're given at your second birth, they go on forever. So remember, you get the soul when you're born the first time, and you get the spirit when you're born the second time.
好，所以呢，当你成为一个人的时候，你有了魂跟体。可是当你重生，就是你相信耶稣基督的时候，你才得到灵。所以当你死的时候，那个身体就死去，而你的魂跟你的灵就一起去了天堂。
Yeah. When Jesus said to be born again, he was, you've got the 40 things, but really it specifically relates to this human spirit that you're given.
所以当我们讲说我们重生，就是信神的时候，我们信了耶稣基督，我们重生的时候呢，我们这个重生的概念最重要的就是来自于那个圣灵给了我们人的灵。
Okay, so being born again is part of becoming a new creation.
所以所谓的重生就是因为你有了一个新的创造，你被重新创造。
Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we have this word ketesis, which means created from nothing. It's not been created from things that have elements already. This is a new creation.
我们从这个哥林多后书的五章十七节里面哈，要了解这个经句里面说，就是当我们变成一个新的创造物，新的一个造物的意义呢，是来自于是无中生有的创造，而不是说像那个亚当的身体是把泥巴尘土变成出来的，它是一种东西变成另外一种东西。但是现在所说的这个新的创造是指的是无中生有的一个创造。
What the Holy Spirit does for us, He makes us a brand new spirit, and then you have all of these things happen which make you this new creation, which has never happened before, never before in history. So when you have these 40 things that God gives you, at the time that you're born again, you get the human spirit,And you have these things happen, God says you're a new creation.
而当我们教会时代的人出生的重生的那一刻，我们成为一个新的造物，新造物呢，是完全是有一个新的灵，还有就是整个那四十个礼物到我们身上的时候，其实我们是成为一个在过去旧约时代从来没有的一种创造物。
Okay, so you become a new creature because, why do you become a new creature? You're in Christ. See, if anyone is in Christ, and how do you get to be in Christ? You believe in Him.
所以呢，当我们要成为一个新的造物，神新的创造物呢，它必须呢有一个前提，就是你必须是相信耶稣的，也就是相信耶稣基督的。在哥林多后书第五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。所以重点是在人在基督里，他才会变成新的人。那怎么样在人在基督里呢？就是你必须相信耶稣基督。
One of the things we need to realize as part of God's plan is that we are this new creature, this new creation. The old things have passed away, so you're no longer imputed with Adam's original sin.
所以刚刚说旧事已过都变成新的，那什么叫旧事已过呢？这很重要的一个点就是呢，当亚当犯罪的时候，那些罪就也从我们身上离开。
Yeah, and the power of the sin nature is still in your body, but the power of the sin nature has been broken.
所以呢，当我们身体里面的所谓的罪性，那个罪性的能力也一样被破坏了。
Okay, and you need to understand about the sin nature. I've talked about this before, but the sin nature is the natural thing in you which makes you sin.
我们要知道这个什么叫做罪性，罪性就是我们天生就有的那个罪的一个倾向，所以让我们容易犯罪。
Even little children, they sin against their parents. For example, they disobey their parents, or they steal, or they get angry. These things are sin, and nobody had to teach these.
就像很多孩子啊，你会发现他，你不用教他，他就很容易是成为一个悖逆父母的小孩，可能会偷东西，可能很容易生气的一些个性，这些都不是人家教他的，就是在他本性里面就有的。
Yeah, this is an internal.Temptation, meaning it's a temptation coming from the inside.
这甚至可以称之为是一种诱惑，就是说它会有个倾向。我们用倾向可能比那个诱惑翻译起来更对，就是说那是一种你这个人他有的某一种倾向。那每一个人的倾向是不一样的。
And of course, we're in the devil's world, and there's a lot of temptations from the outside as well in our environment. So, as Christians, we have to deal with this. We have this internal temptation happening all the time to do sin, and there's all these things, the sin and the evil on the outside in our environment around us, also tempting us to disobey God.
We all know that we live in this Satan's world, so各种恶的事情。罪的事情 都是围绕着我们的，那这些罪与恶其实对我们来讲也是一个诱惑，会让我们容易被吸引去做我们罪性里面也会带领我们去做的事。
And now a lot of people try to overcome these things through religion.
那很多人呢都企图哦，想要能够这个抵挡这些事情，那他们都利用的是所谓的宗教来抵挡这种倾向于犯罪作恶的习性。
And so they get involved in religion because they want to stop, you know, stealing, or they want to stop their alcoholism, or they're being angry, or they're gossiping, or whatever.
那很多人呢，他以为宗教的训练，好，可以教导他，让他可以脱离那些什么，酗酒啦，然后暴怒啊，好，等等各种坏习惯，或者是抽烟呐、啊，等等的，或者是性瘾啊，等等的，都是。他们以为用宗教的规范，他就可以脱离那些罪行。
And looking from an outside perspective, like somebody looking at these people and say, "Oh, wow, they've changed a lot. This religion has done them very good. They've become a very good person."
所以从外界的人来看，会说，哦，这个好像信宗教的人，他追随宗教，那宗教好像帮助他很大。从表面看起来，这个人好像改变很多。
Yeah, and this is why, like in Thailand, for example, among the Buddhist people,One reason they're very accepting of other religions, like Christianity and the Muslim and Hindu religion, is they have this expression, they say, all religion teaches you to be good.
所以呢，从泰国呢，这个听就发现呢，为什么整个泰国在这个佛教上面啊，非常的兴盛，那就其实就很像其他的那个穆斯林啊，或者是印度教啊等等啊，他们都有一个共同的一个看法，就是所有的宗教都是要教人为善。就是好像可以做个好人，那几乎都是用同样的说法来吸引别人来信他们的宗教。
And so we could say all religion can teach you to be good sometimes and some things, but what's the motivation?
我们当然看得出来，很多的宗教都能够帮助人家，在一个时期上看起来好像变好、变乖、变成一个很不错的人，但是但是这些人变成这样，变成好像是一个比较好的人，去倾向于这个宗教，他的动机是什么？
Now everybody has maybe slightly different motivations, but one of the main motivations is people want to get to heaven. They want to please God, of course.
当然，每一个人的动机可能不一样，但最终的一个动机很可能都是他们希望将来能够上天堂。
In the doctrine of the sin nature, it actually teaches you that the sin nature can motivate you to do good things as well. Like you have like an arrogance from the sin nature as well, trying to get you to do good things to please God. That's like the Pharisees were a perfect example of this.
但事实上呢，宗教它最大的一个目的哈，就是要让你好像可以遵守它的规则之后，你就可以做它期待你做的好事。
So we have these two concepts here. One is legalism and the other is self-righteous arrogance. So legalism is relating to the law. People are following religious laws very carefully.
好，那这边的那个听要跟我们介绍两种概念。一种概念呢是这种法什么主义啊？律法主义，对不对？律法主义。那另外一种是那自以为义。义就是公义的义啊，自以为义的那种骄傲、傲慢。
Yeah, the self-righteous arrogance that just comes from you know, being righteous through yourself, through your own works, and that creates arrogance.
那所谓的自义、自以为义呢，他其实都是用他自己的想法去做，他认为是符合神的喜好的，他以为那是对的哈，他自己决定什么叫做对的就去做了，那这其实就会创造出一种骄傲的傲慢。
We've seen examples with terrorism, especially like from the Muslim religion. I know the Hindus do this as well. They think they have a right to go and kill other people, to murder other people in the name of their God because they think that's the right thing to do. They think these people deserve to be killed.
那些什么恐怖分子在这个伊斯兰教和印度教里面都有这个概念，就是他们认为他们是对的，所以不是跟他们一样的人，他们是有资格去杀死那些跟他们是不一样的人。这个就是在宗教里面非常恐怖的一种自以为义。
Or a father that will kill, literally kill his daughter. They call it honor killing because maybe she wanted to change her religion.
甚至他们在那穆斯林里面呢，他有父亲会把他的女儿给杀了，就因为这个女儿呢，他可能想要换他的宗教信仰。
Now those are extreme examples, and at the other end you have more subtle examples. It might just be some person who doesn't want to talk to somebody else because they don't dress the right way.
当然，刚才这种例子是非常的极端的例子，好，那我们也可以讲一些比较简单的例子，就是说，有一个人他就觉得那个人是不对的，好，他就不愿意跟那个人讲话。
For us, of course, we need to be righteous.
当然，我们呢，对一个基督徒来讲，我们必须是有公义的。
Yeah, but our righteousness should not come from self-righteousness, from the sin nature or from religion.
但是呢，我们所谓的公义不能是来自于我们自以为义的想法，也不能够
or from the sin nature or from religion.
但也不能是从我们的罪性所设定出来的公义，我们自以为义嘛，所以有罪性，或者是呢宗教哈，也不能是从宗教的概念里面来的。就宗教是人所创造的，所以你按照宗教的信仰所决定的事情，就变成是。也是人所设定的公义。
Now there's different categories of righteousness. The first kind of righteousness you must have is God's perfect righteousness, of course. Well, when you believe in Jesus, you get given perfect righteousness.
所以我们谈到公义呢，我们要知道，就是当我们信了耶稣基督的时候，我们会得到的四十个礼物里面也包含了神的公义。
Yeah, and we studied the example of Abraham last Thursday. He believed in Jehovah, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was given God's perfect righteousness.
就像我们上次讲的，这个亚伯拉罕因为相信了神，所以呢，耶和华就给了他完整的神的公义。
Remember, we call it plus R. The plus means that God has given it to you, and then R is short for righteousness, so God gives you plus R.
那刚刚这个概念呢，就是一个加，然后那个大写的 R， 这个 R 呢就是神的公义，大写的 R 就代表是神的公义，那个加号就是代表是神直接给我们。
You cannot get to heaven without God's perfect righteousness.
而我们要知道，我们想要去上到天堂，我们必须要有来自神所送给我们无条件的公义。
And God only gives his righteousness to those who believed in Jesus Christ.
而神呢，只给那些认识、已经接受、认识、承认耶稣信仰耶稣基督的人这个完美的公义。
And the reason is because Jesus was the only one to take the punishment for their sins. Nobody else did that.
因为呢，耶稣基督是为我们所有的人类承受我们的罪的唯一的一个。
Now, once you get your perfect righteousness, you can go to heaven, but in your personal life, you're still not righteous. So now we need to develop personal righteousness.
所以第一个是来自于神的公义，我们因为带着神的公义，所以我们将来可以去天堂。可是呢，我们个人，我们的自己的生活还是不是一个公义的状态啊，所以我们的必须要在这个人生的道路上去学习，去怎么样去把自己个人的公义可以学习起来。
So it's your plus R that gets you to heaven, but through living the spiritual life, learning and applying the spiritual life, you develop what we call experiential righteousness. You become righteous in your experience.
所以呢，就是说所谓的公义有两种，一个是神给的，我们称之为加 R， 就正的 R 哈。第二个呢是这个所谓的经验型的公义，也就是我们个人在属灵生命上面要去增长的那个部分。
Now the problem happens with religious people. They try to make themselves righteous through their own experience, like through religion. They try to make themselves righteous. Even studying the Bible, they study the Bible. Say Jesus said you have to do this and you have to do that.Because they don't understand salvation, they think you have to become very righteous, and then maybe God will say, "Okay, now you are perfect, and you can go to heaven."
很多那个宗教人呢、啊，他们其实就是误会了，他们以为他个人的这个修为可以让他 上天堂，因为他以为他的个人修为做到很极致了，神就会给他神的这个完美的公义。好，他们不理解到，我们只要现在只要相信耶稣基督，我们就会得到神的公义，而不是经由你个人的修为。
But you cannot become righteous in your experience.Without being born again first. You have to be born again, and God gives you everything you need from the spiritual perspective, from the spiritual assets. Now you can learn how to become righteous according to God's plan.
而更大的悲哀呢，是其实如果我们没有相信耶稣基督的话，我们就不可能重生。如果我们不能重生的话，我们就没有办法开始有属灵生命的累积。我们就不可能得到属灵生命上面的这个成长，而变成在所谓经验性的这个公义的成长，这些都没有办法拿到。
Yeah, so first you need to believe in Jesus, you get the perfect righteousness. God gives you everything you need now to develop your spiritual life.
所以呢，我们真正需要做的是接受耶稣基督，而得到神给的完美的公义，同时呢，有了圣灵充满的机会，在圣灵充满中，我们才有办法学习到我们的属灵生命的成长，才会有这些所谓各种个人公义的经验。
And this happens when you become a new creation. See, when you become a new creation, you've got all of these spiritual assets, like the filling of the Holy Spirit, and you have your spiritual gift, you have the human spirit to understand the Word of God.
所以我们要理解哈，这一切会让我们可以有机会学习神的话，因为神的当我们圣灵充满的时候，我们才有办法学习神的话语，神的话语才能教我们如何的成为一个属灵生命逐渐成长的人。
By studying the Word of God and with the power of the Holy Spirit. See, these are the spiritual powers. The Word of God is alive and powerful, right? Sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is your spiritual power, and the filling of the Holy Spirit is your spiritual power. Through those things, now you can overcome the sin nature.
So we need to understand, when we become a son of God, become His disciples,我们就会得到了两个利器，一个呢就是神的话语，它就是像利刃一样，好，没有任何的利刃比它更能够刺进我们的魂里面来调整我们。同时呢，就是另外一个就是这个圣灵充满。所以在圣灵充满跟神的话语的这两把利剑之下，利器之下呢，我们才有机会去抵抗这个我们原本的罪性。
Yeah, and so that's why you come back to 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it talks about us being new creations.
所以我们这样的话再回来看这个哥林多后书五章十七节，他所说的是这个人呢，人在基督里，他就是新造的人。这个新造就是一个完全全新的一个创造。
One thing you have to be careful of, though, is remember, we did this in a previous study, is that the word here, doron, is actually not in the Greek. The new Greek word is just creation. And God does not want to emphasize as a man. It's got nothing to do with the human side of things.
这个翻译啊，里面讲说新造的人，其实在原文里面没有人这个字，是新造的受造物，好，是一个新造物。他其实神并不想要，就是原文没有人哦，因为人本身就已经有他的罪在里面，所以这个翻译是有问题的。
Yeah, there's nothing in the human side of you that can input to your spiritual life.
所以我们要理解，在我们作为一个人类就有的那个，就是父母生下来我们这个身体各方面魂，他都。对我们属灵生命是没什么帮助的，没有特别的用处的。
Now, of course, you have to use your human body to bring your soul to classroom. So your arms and your legs and everything is working together. But you have to get your soul into the classroom and your spirit. Now, that's really what your body is for. Is that's the home or the vehicle for your soul and your spirit. And so you use your bodies to get you here.
当然，我们要知道，今天如果没有我们的身体。我们的魂跟我们的灵也没办法坐在这个教室里面，因为我们的身体的功能是把我们带过来，好，然后我们才会有办法坐在一个教室里面学习。
Yeah, when you're in class, it's your eyes and ears that are taking in the information via your brain. Your brain is involved somehow as well.
And also make you sleepy.
Well, that too, yes.
好，当然了，我们这个身体还包括耳朵、眼睛，还有我们的脑袋，哈，可以让我们可以听、可以看、可以想。
But ultimately, the spiritual life is related to your soul and to your spirit.
但我们要知道，我们的属灵生命真正有关的是魂跟我们的灵。
Yeah, and most importantly, in your soul is what you have your, it's your volition, your free will, which is deciding. It was your volition that said, I want to go to Bible class today, and you turned up at Bible class.
而我们的魂呢，里面有一个很重要的东西，就是我们的意志。那这个意志呢，是让我们决定今天要来到这个圣经课里面学习。
And then as I present the information, I'm just giving you information from what I've learned from the Bible. In your soul, you have to decide, you make a decision, do I believe this or not?
所以呢，当Tim 老师呢，他在教导这些事情的时候呢，我们的魂也一样在下决定说我要相信还是不相信。
And then once you've learned the information, you go outside of the classroom and you have a test. And you still have to use your volition to say, do I want to apply the information from the Bible? Or am I going to respond from my sin nature or from my emotion?
而当我们离开教室了，我们的意志也一样在下一些决定，就是诶，我们刚刚在教室里所学的，在我的生活中我要不要使用，我要不要用这些神教导的原则来过我们的生活，做我们的工作。
Yeah.And while you are studying and when you're applying the doctrine, this is all related to your spiritual life. There's no human input. It's not through your good deeds or, you know, through how hard you work. It's through what happens in your concentration in the soul.
所以呢，当我们整个的属灵生命因为这个意志力的一个练习，我们决定使不使用神所教导的话语，它就变成让我们的属灵生命真正得到锻炼的一个实证。那这些事情呢，才是我们的属灵生命成长的真实的事证。哦，那这些事情跟我们的肉体其实都没有关系。
Some of the greatest tests in history, and I say tests where people are being tested by Satan, for example, or even God is giving them a test. You know, we've talked about the angelic conflict. Some of those greatest tests, the people weren't actually doing anything. It was all relating to what's going on in the soul.
我们要理解哈，当这个我们在人生的试炼之中，最大的重点都跟身体无关。所有的试炼其实都跟我们的脑袋思考、意志有关。
Yeah, right from the beginning of the Garden of Adam and Eve, the test for them was not to do anything. When you think about it, you don't take the fruit. God wasn't saying, you know, you have to do something. He was saying there's something you don't have to do.
想想那个当年。亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候，其实他们最大的挑战是什么？是叫他们不要做什么，而不是要他们做什么，是要他们不要去拿那个分辨善恶树的果子，结果他们却去拿了。所以神没有要求他们做什么，而是要求他们不要做什么。这居然是这亚当夏娃最大的挑战，最大的试炼。
And when Moses brought the people of Egypt out to the Red Sea, and they were all panicking and saying, what do we do? What do we do? And Moses' answer was, well, be still. It's like, don't do anything.
记得在摩西带领这个以色列人要离开埃及的时候，在这个红海前，看到那个海在前面，然后追军在后面的时候，所有的以色列人都非常的害怕、紧张、惊吓，说我们该怎么办？我们怎么该怎么办？就摩西说的话是什么？站立，就安静的站立，什么都不要做。
Yeah. Or when Jesus Christ was having the temptations from the devil, from Satan in the desert, he was very weak. And after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, he's not doing much at all. He hasn't got the energy to do anything.
而在耶稣呢，刚受洗完之后呢，他有40天的禁食在沙漠中。那撒旦呢来诱惑他，然后但是在那个时候的耶稣他是非常的软弱的，因为他已经40天没有吃没有喝了。
Yeah, and it was Satan as an angel physically picking up Jesus and taking him from one place to another and giving these tests, and it was all based on Jesus thinking, what was your answer going to be, Jesus?
而撒旦呢却亲自出马，把耶稣带到三个不同的地方，要给他最大的诱惑。这所有的测试呢，都是在测试耶稣的脑子里面，他的意志要做什么样的选择。
And every test that we get every day, you know, about the decisions we have to make, it's all just based on what's going on in your soul. What are you going to do? We say, what are you going to do in the situation? But a lot of situations just requires you to relax and trust in God. That's what God wants you to do.
而我们每天的生活，在工作上，在家里生活中，很多事情其实也是一样的，它都是在让我们要下决定，那个意志要怎么样决定。哦，那很多时候碰到了问题，我们其实唯一可以做的就是安静下来，依赖神，相信神。
Yeah, so when God made us as new creations, He was focused on creating something which was going to have this great thinking. God didn't change our physical bodies when we became Christians, and He didn't change our physical circumstances around us either. But what He did do is give us this ability to think like God.
所以呢，当我们成为一个基督徒的时候呢，神他其实并没有改变我们的身体，也没有真正改变我们四周的环境，他真正给我们的是让我们理解到，我们要当遇到问题做选择的时候，我们要听从神，顺服于神，倚靠神，信赖神。
Okay, and we've gone for probably at least 50 minutes, I think. So let's have a break, and we'll come back in another 10 minutes. So about just after 1:15. Okay, enough for coffee. Okay, so we'll come back at 4:15.
Okay, 我们4:15休息到15分，回来7分钟够吧。